Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, John Gervais, and Black Trey, Trayvon Edwards. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We announce it, we sell it, solidify it, we certify it. The best character on BMF is Charles. Fight me. Fight me on this. He had a hell of an episode. Hell of an episode. We get into all the details there. Also, the NFL is rigged. What's your favorite script? And what would your favorite scripts be for an NBA is rigged play or whatever, or you know, reality? What would you wear at the Rock Nation brunch? And who would you take? We get into all those things, plus a whole lot more. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are there catching up on all of our content, making sure you get this whole podcast all at once, making sure you are getting the Discord, you're getting the watch-alongs, you're getting all the extra, the OG podcast with me, Zach, Trey, Waz, and Tom. All of this stuff plus so much more, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in. All right, let's move on, man. Let's go. Oh, I love this one. This one, it's always fun when something happens and Twitter has the appropriate response, right? Which is, we just go get these jokes off. Former NFL player Arian Foster said that the NFL is literally rigged and scripted down to like week 3. Someone, you're going to like tear your hamstring or whatever. And so everyone basically took that shit and ran with it. All the NFL players ran with it, talking about when they got their scripts. I don't know if y'all had any favorites. Mine had to have been my man looking at his hands, the JPP.
The nose.
Oh, that's ass.
Because I think it was Hannibal Buress. It was a clip of Hannibal Buress just looking at his hands like this.
Yeah. It's like in slow motion. Yeah.
And they're like, this JPP when he saw the script.
My shit was my favorite one was the Tom Brady one when it shows Tom Brady turning around smiling and it says it's supposed to be him looking at Matt Ryan when they look at the script of the fucking Super Bowl. I lost my mind with that shit.
Matt Ryan finding out the NFL changed his original script of winning the Super Bowl. Oh, it's the what do you call it? Training day. You motherfuckers.
But hope that shit scripted coming up.
When Kaepernick got his script. You seen the one where he's talking about Kaepernick got his script?
No,
I didn't see that one.
Oh my god, bro. Nigga was like, it was a thing. He had to grow his hair out.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like he had to
just Saturday reading the script for 2022. They've been killing that. Yo, this shit is so stupid, man.
No, they had some good ones. I finally got to it. Yeah, it was the they talk about Josh Gordon and his dealer getting the script. Oh Marshawn getting the script for Super Bowl 49.
I'm like still that, one of the craziest moments I ever seen, dog. Run the fucking ball.
Right. Wow, there was some good ones in there.
Oh man, yo, this shit is too funny, man. But like, honestly, what's the basketball equivalent of this?
Damn, that's
Nigga, Michael Jordan receiving like that, he gotta retire. That's why,
that's why
nigga was he was laying down, he got the trophy crying because he had to let that shit go. Then also,
Steph Curry getting the 2016 script.
Nigga, like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I like the
Gilbert Arenas is getting it.
Okay.
Learning how to shoot a gun script.
Yo, that nigga came out and said, bang, bang.
Like, that shit would be WWE, bro. Could you imagine? Like a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Donald Sterling getting his script.
Oh, it'd be some sick scripts being passed around, bro. Honestly,
Magic Johnson getting his script.
That would be the craziest script, bro. A nigga like, hey, you gonna come out and you gonna read the statement and say that you have it. Nah,
he's like, nah, ain't gonna be here.
I ain't gonna be doing here. That.
Yo, man, this nigga Magic really got the craziest script of all time, man.
That's one that you really don't want. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf reading his.
Right.
Shit, man.
Speaking of that, he got a fire documentary out.
I want to see that shit too. I just like the idea of him like flipping, like, wait a second. Why is my character gone? No, like flipping, like, surely I'll come back in this shit, right? Like, wait, whoa. Hey, man, there must be some sort of mistake. Oh, you ain't seen page 63? Yeah, man, go ahead.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal,
ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, DINGS, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, man. Shit, man. Fucking Arian Foster, man. This thing always been crazy, though, right?
Yeah.
My guy got that right? He's always been a little
off
with it.
Correct. Yeah. I didn't watch the full clip. Let me not make it seem like that. But I watched some more of it where the homies is talking to him. And yo, that whoever the co-host was that killed that nigga said, "Oh, so what was your script like when you read that your career wouldn't be shit after you said you don't believe in God?" Yo, I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, my nigga PFT.
That's a real question PFT, though.
Yeah. Hey, that nigga is hilarious, by the way. Like
PFT,
yeah, that nigga's jokes. He's funny as fuck. But that nigga Arian Foster. He had a great career though. He balled out for a nigga that was on the Texans. For a nigga that played for the Texans, that nigga balled out.
Hey Jay, isn't PFT the one that like when they sat down with Aaron Rodgers, they asked him like, "Yo, so like roughly how many grandmothers have you murdered?" Because the nigga would get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Like your ballpark figure.
Hey, they be going in on that nigga Rodgers, though, because Big Cat don't fuck with the Packers. That nigga Bears fan. That's what they were snapping on him.
Oh, no. Bears fans be smoking on that pack every chance they get.
For real. And I feel him because that nigga own their ass. He be dogging their ass.
They should have drafted Patrick Mahomes and not Mitch Trubisky.
Damn, man. Imagine trying to live with that shit. Oh, imagine trying to live with that shit for real, man.
Alex Smith getting the script when Patrick Mahomes got drafted.
Shit,
that nigga was probably what? And my leg? What?
That's what he said. Thumbing through the shit like the next. All right, sorry, the motherfucker get it. Okay. And then what happens after that? Like, what?
Yo, what was that Bills kicker's name? The one that missed the field goal in the Super Bowl?
Scott Norwood?
Yeah. Imagine his ass reading that script being like, "Wait, what? I gotta miss the fucking kick to win the fucking game?" Nah,
but it's like the funny thing is like, don't worry though, y'all make it back the next year. Like, right. That shit didn't work out. But don't worry though, you'll make it back the year after that. Ah, shit.
And then you'll make it back again
the year after that,
and it still won't work out.
Cold as ice.
That's terrible.
That's a bitch and a half, man.
They be all right.
And then every other like, did they get the ass up harder and harder as time went on? Like that first one was close, right? Like a missed field goal, and then like. Then you got your ass beat by the Cowboys. Then you got your ass beat by the Niners. Like, oh, man.
And it was funny because, like, niggas was mad at them for making it to the Super Bowl. Like,
y'all garbage. No, yeah.
Like, they don't deserve to be in the Super Bowl. Nigga, they won all the games.
Yeah. And I just like the people calling them bums. Like, niggas went to 4 Super Bowls, man. That's just crazy, though. No? That's fucking crazy.
Sometimes you make the Super Bowl, bro, and people just give you all the reasons in the world why you shouldn't have been there. But what do? You just block out the haters and succeed. Go Birds.
Nigga, who you talking to, man? Just nigga the ether. Here, man. Tom Brady, by the way, Tom Brady retired. How about that for a script?
Right, again.
Oh, did you see that somebody was selling the fucking sand?
They found 80 grand.
That shit was
shout out
right
to them,
there.
Dog. That's a hustle.
I wish I had done that, man. Like, this shit ain't far from our studio in Miami. I was there. I could have gone down there.
You could have got you a jar.
Yeah, man. We were like, yo, I know exactly where that is. That's fucking up on like Surfside or whatever. I was like, oh, shit, man. I didn't even think about it, but that's true, man. You just go up there. Like, if you don't live in Miami, somebody dumb in like New England somewhere to buy that shit, right? Like, oh, this is Tom Brady. Because, I mean, like, it's authentic. It's not like a nigga would be lying. I'm standing right here, right where the nigga did this shit. I could show you the fucking buildings and everything.
That's crazy. It's cheaper for you to just fly down here and go screw my nigga, that shit up yourself.
I ain't never cared about no prized possession like that ever in my life. That's like
dirt, nigga. Like, dirt.
What? These people fucking crazy, dog. Nuts.
First of all, you got to be a sick, not for me, but you got to be a sick individual to do that shit. But imagine how sick you'd be if you spent all that bread on that shit just for that nigga to come back in 2 weeks. And yeah. that shit not even worth anything. Not that it's worth anything now, but it's really not worth anything.
Didn't that happen to his last touchdown ball last year? Like a nigga bought it?
Hell yeah. the one that Mike Evans caught, the last touchdown pass that he was supposed to ever throw, but for whatever it went for, somebody paid all this bread for it just for ball to come back like a month later. Now you sitting with that dumb shit on you.
Yeah, you got a football. Yeah. Worthless ass football.
Did they have a touchdown against the Cowboys? Did he throw one?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wonder where his last touchdown ball is. Niggas is hunting that shit down. The equipment manager got it somewhere.
Equipment manager definitely got that shit, man. As soon as they threw that shit, that nigga just like, I'll take that. Thank you very much. You know, they be switching the ball out every.
Yeah.
Every other point of shit. That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jerv. Shout out to you for being a Patreon. If you're not, patreon.com/countthethings. That way you wouldn't have to wait your ass a whole week to hear us talk shit about Kyrie getting traded. You could have just heard it right then and there on Monday. patreon.com/countthethings. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.